KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Tuesday. It's the 12th day of December for 2017. In the news this morning, the Jackson City Council expressed concerns over a draft airport land use plan and looked to sign up extra help with its sewer plant at their meeting last night. The council voted to approve a letter responding to an update of the Westover Field land use plan. As with the Sutter Creek City Council last week, the primary point of concern is that the land use plan, as administered by the Airport Land Use Commission, would have the power to veto development projects within the city of Jackson. Council member Wayne Garibaldi put it plainly when he said he would rather see the airport shut down than seen able to impose restrictions on development within Jackson. The council also approved a contract with a firm to provide personnel to man the city's wastewater system. Two recent retirements have left the city short-handed on staffing, and the city is legally required to have a certified wastewater specialist at all times. The firm is already providing services to the city as Jackson works to prevent water quality violations, such as those that caused the city to be fined earlier this year.
Well, the USDA Forest Service announced yesterday an additional 27 million trees have died throughout the state since November of 2016, bringing the total number of trees that have died due to drought and bark beetle to 129 million on 8.9 million acres. Now, the dead trees continue to pose a hazard to people and critical infrastructure, mostly centered in the central and southern Sierra Nevada region. The USDA Forest Service will continue to focus on mitigating hazard trees and thinning overly dense forests so they're healthier and better able to survive in the future. Although California received record-breaking rains in the winter of 16-17, the effects of 5 consecutive years of severe drought in the state, a dramatic rise in bark beetle infestation, and rising temps have led to historic levels of tree die-off. The Tree Mortality Task Force, with support from the governor's office and comprised of more than 80 local, state, and federal agencies and private utility companies, continue to remove hazardous dead trees. To date, the TMTF members have collectively felled or removed over 860,000 dead trees, which includes over 480,000 dead trees felled or removed by the USDA Forest Service.
Well, the Jackson police are asking for the public's help in identifying a suspect in a recent series of vehicle break-ins. On November 22nd, a white male suspect caught on surveillance video burglarized two vehicles at the Holiday Inn Express. He stole an Apple laptop computer valued at $3,000 from one of the vehicles. The suspect first appears in the video at approximately 7:37. And the last time he's seen is at approximately 8:08 p.m. He was not recognized as an overnight guest at the Holiday Inn Express. The Jackson police are hoping someone is able to identify the suspect based on his build, his color of hair, which was blonde or reddish, and his clothing. Now, photos of the suspect lifted from the surveillance footage are posted on our Facebook page. If you have any information on the suspect, please contact Detective Doug Gray at 223-1771.
Well, an Ione couple sentenced for a string of sexual offenses. According to the Amador DA's office, last week, 26-year-old Keith Lee Velez was sentenced to 25 years to life in state prison. His wife, 24-year-old Amy Velez, sentenced to 8 years state prison. Now, the couple first came to the attention of local law enforcement in the summer of 2015 when a then-15-year-old girl reported to the Ione Police Department she had engaged in a sexual relationship with Keith Lee. Well, she told police that Amy knew about the sexual relationship and helped them meet for the purpose of sex under the guise of having her babysit for the pair. Now, through future investigation, Ione police also found Keith Lee had been forcibly molesting an underage minor for several years, beginning when she was 10, and telling her to keep the molestation secret. Investigators soon found Amy herself had molested a 16-year-old boy. Well, the couple went through great lengths to keep their crimes secret, with Keith Lee even threatening two high school boys with a sawed-off shotgun so they would not report the crimes to law enforcement. Well, a short time later, fearing authorities were starting to close in, the couple fled Amador County with their three young children, but were soon apprehended. Following the arrest, their own children, ages 2 through 6, also disclosed they had been victimized by their parents. Well, DEA Todd Reeby praised the courage of the victims in coming forward with their stories, also praised the excellent investigative work of the Ione Police Department, Sergeant Arnold in particular, Deputy District Attorney Gabrielle Stidger, who prosecuted the case, and victim witness advocate Amy Drake, who guided the young victims through the criminal process.
Amador County's Community Development Director has stepped down. According to Amador County CAO Chuck Eiley, Aaron Brusatori submitted his resignation to the Board of Supervisors effective December 31st, late last week. Over the past 6.5 years, Aaron has completed a number of projects and led the Community Development Agency. Eiley credits Brusatori for the New York Ranch Ridge Road intersection improvements and the significantly improved customer service throughout his agency. Eiley says the board thanked Brusatori for his service to the county and wishes him the best of luck in all of his future endeavors.
Well, seems like everybody paying their property taxes yesterday. PG&E shelled out more than $230 million to 50 counties. The energy company owns property and operates gas and electric infrastructure. Now, Amador County's share comes to $1,078,087, up $83,906, or 8%. Calaveras County received $993,921, which is up $104,651, or 12%. Now, the utility's property tax payments help provide crucial resources to the communities, supporting everything from education to public safety. The semi-annual property tax payments made yesterday cover the period from July 1st to December 31st of this year.
And again, East Clinton Road at the crossing of the South Fork of the Jackson Creek has been closed by the county. A 60-inch culvert failed, which created a large sinkhole, making crossing unsafe. Now, barricades have been placed at the crossing of the road in each direction, and the county hopes to get the road repaired and opened as soon as they can get the materials and get the job done. Well, that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.